Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
War is one of the greatest and most terrible things humans do. Some legends are made while other legends are destroyed, along with the people who revered them. Usually lost in the history and the politics of war, though, is the terrible cost in human suffering and life. It's hard to fathom the number of dead in sometimes a single year or even a single battle, as well as the collateral damage that it could do to families or towns as invading armies run roughshod over the remaining civilians. There's also the often ignored, bitter feelings that are instilled in the population that might spark another conflict later on. Throughout human history, imprisonment, enslavement, and rape were frequently the anticipated and the quote-unquote normal outcome for people caught in the aftermath when their army loses. And for the soldiers in the army who faced it till the end, a brutal death was all but guaranteed. In incredibly tense circumstances, like those brought on by war, it's really no surprise that we also find accounts of miracles and divine or otherworldly intervention that saves people from an otherwise inescapable doom. Stories like these are common throughout history, and oftentimes get remembered as a sort of rallying cry for the moral righteousness and fortitude of the people that they originate from. For this episode, I wanted to highlight one of these stories of last-minute supernatural intervention from a history often overlooked in the West. And you can decide what you believe afterwards. Links to sources for this story and more that won't be told in this episode will be posted at lorenlegends.net. A link is in the episode description. This story allegedly took place during the Manchu War of 1636. The war was fought between the Manchu Qing Dynasty of China and the Chosun Dynasty of Korea, as sort of a big-time side quest of the Manchu Qing Dynasty, as they ultimately replaced the Ming Dynasty as the ruling power in China. Really, the 1600s was an incredibly bloody century in East Asia that saw levels of casualties that wouldn't be rivaled until the First and Second World Wars. And it was especially terrifying for women, as they faced a high probability of being raped by the invading forces, which also culturally made them no longer welcome back into their families, even if they survived. So imagine being on the run during all of this. The people of Seoul rushed off in crowds to make their escape. One party of them came suddenly upon a great force of the enemy, armed and mounted. The hills and valleys seemed full of them, and there was no possible way of escape. What to do they knew not. In the midst of their perplexity, they suddenly saw someone sitting peacefully in the main roadway just up ahead, underneath a pine tree, quite unconcerned. He had dismounted from his horse, which a servant held, standing close by. A screen of several yards of cotton cloth was hanging up just before him, as if to shield him from the dust of the passing enemy. The people who were making their escape came up to the stranger and said imploringly, "We are all doomed to die. What shall we do?" The mysterious stranger said, "Why should you die? And why are you so frightened? Sit down by me and see the barbarians go by." The people, perceiving his mind so composed and his appearance devoid of fear, and having no way to escape, did as he bade them and sat down. The cavalry of the enemy moved by in great numbers, killing everyone they met. Not a single person escaped, but when they reached the place where the magician sat, they went by without, apparently, seeing anything. Thus they continued till the evening. When all had passed by, the stranger and the people with him sat the day through without any harm overtaking them, even though they were in the midst of the enemy's camp, as it were. At last, awaking to the fact that he was a possessor of some wonderful magic, they all with one accord came and bowed before him, asking his name and his place of residence. He made no answer, however, but mounted his beautiful horse and rode swiftly away, no one being able to overtake him. The day following, the party fell in with a man who had been captured but had managed to escape. They asked if he'd seen anything special the day before. He said, "When I followed the barbarian army, passing such and such a point," indicating the place where the magician had sat with the people, "we skirted great walls and precipitous rocks, against which no one could move, and so we passed by." Thus were the few yards of cotton cloth metamorphosed before the eyes of the passerby. The end. This story is called The Old Man in the Road, recorded by M. Bong. So who or what was this mystery magician just hanging out on the road? And where did he go afterwards, and how was he so fast? Or did he even exist at all? Sometimes I think there might be something to these stories, but it's also easy to chalk them up to, well, just good storytelling. After all, what could sell better in a time of despair than a story of hope featuring a hero who can transcend the limits of, say, physics or even mortality? To illustrate this point, I'm going to end with one more story, one that might be more familiar to some of you. This is the story of the Angel of Mons.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
August 23rd, in the year 1913, the German First Army and the British Expeditionary Force were engaged in the Battle of Mons as the Allied powers sought to defend the French border from the numerically superior forces of the Germans. The well-trained expeditionary force fought incredibly well and forced the Germans to pay a heavy price. Eventually, though, the French army on the flank of the expeditionary force was forced to retreat and left them exposed. The British elected to retreat in an attempt to meet back up with the French army for a counterattack. But the retreat was prolonged, as an overwhelming number of Germans present at the battle had finally adapted to the British strategy and threatened to overtake them. This is where the Angel of Mons, or the Angels of Mons, come in. Soldiers allegedly reported seeing mysterious beings fighting on their behalf. Some took them as angels. Some even as the great Saint George, who was the patron saint of Britain. Others took them as ghost archers from the historical English victory at the Battle of Agincourt. Their arrows delayed the Germans and gave the heroic British Expeditionary Force more time and a clearer path to escape. But did it really happen? In September of 1914, an author named Arthur Machen, shortly after the Battle of Mons had been widely reported as a success, wrote a short story in a London newspaper called The Evening News, telling how St. George and the ghosts of Agincourt had interceded on behalf of the righteous soldiers of the British Expeditionary Force. That story is called The Bowman, and you can read it for yourself by clicking that link in the episode description that'll take you to lornlegends.net. But here's the thing. Arthur Machen wrote the story as fiction, but the newspaper didn't mention that fact. Now, Arthur was no stranger to writing fiction, and he'd also written very real articles on the war as well. Many eager people in the broader public, perhaps struggling with the terribleness of the Great War, took the story to heart. Machen was asked repeatedly for his sources, only to have to tell people that no sources existed and that the story was fiction, inspired by the success of the battle. But that didn't stop some people from believing that something happened, and the story grew and changed accordingly to fit better into the minds of those who wanted to believe it. After all, the story of the Angel of Mons had a little bit of everything. You have some religion at work. You have a hearkening back to the glory days of English history in the Battle of Agincourt. And a very unexpected and lopsided victory, even with a retreat at the Battle of Mons. I am a believer in the supernatural. And as such, I think strange things have happened in the past and continue to happen today that can't readily be explained, and nor will they. But the story of the Angel of Mons shows us that belief, especially in a time of moral uncertainty or during a time of helplessness, can be an incredibly powerful force, even in the face of objective evidence. Now that last sentence, I think, is particularly relevant to today's climate in the United States. But I'll leave it at that. So what do you think? Do you believe in miracles? Be sure to check out loreandlegends.net for more content on this topic and on other episodes as well. And if it interests you, click the link to the supporter podcast feed on the top right at loreandlegends.net, where for $2 a month, one time or as a subscription, you'll get access to the exclusive supporter-only episodes, and a little more of my opinions on issues surrounding lore, legends, history, and current events that won't be on the public feed. Well, that's all for this episode. See you next time.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.